Time to do some examination and enhancement. To distill the juices of the essential from the ripe fruit of rampant thought and growth. Your mind contains so much. Every idea, flow, intonation, so many things. Each of those thoughts is useful and has its place. Some slip out of their places, or they grow too big and powerful for you to think around them. A busy day or a wandering mind, each of these has its place. Now is the place for focused, narrow trails of thought. For your brain to be where I want it to be. There is a place where thoughts leave your mind to be filed away for later. A portal to the deeper consciousness where ideas are stored. Clearing your mind allows me to play, and you to play with me. I can direct the action when there is an open space and a blank canvas to work upon. So, we need to isolate the unneeded thoughts and keep the good ones, keep the important thoughts. Some thoughts, some ideas inside your head have useful bits and less useful bits. We need to take the useful parts out and let the chaff flow away. Internalize, with me, every thought and word. 10. Your brain opening and letting my will pass through. There is a vast chamber of your mind, and at the bottom of it is the drain, the part that goes away to your deep subconscious. Thoughts swirl around it when they leave your head, but some stick to the edges of the basin, of the sink of your mind. As you sink. 9. You feel how thoughts can get stuck, so maybe they need to be squeezed and thinned down to let the juices run away down the drain, spiraling out. 8. You follow my voice, and you know I can examine your thoughts. Pick them up, hand them around, squeeze them, massage them, change them. These changes make your mind more focused, make you more focused on me. 7. Thoughts that can go away but leave you more able to obey. You want to achieve the best hypnotic state. One of the ways to highlight good thoughts is to turn the unnecessary thoughts into good ones. Hiding inside every distracted, errant thought is a version of you that obeys me. The version of you that is too hot and horny, 6, to think. Too horny to move, unless it is to move closer to me and into my sway. You are mine. Sway for me. 5. Little trickles of thought. I can inspect your brain. My words enter your mind like a hand, like the crane in a crane game, like the cursor in a computer system. I troubleshoot. I play the game. I play inside and with you. When I find a thought we don't need, my fingers slowly close around it. I click on it, drag it up into the air. Feel my warm hand, long thin fingers wrapped around it. I squeeze, pleasant pressure, like a mind massage, rubbing your thoughts into new, superior shapes. Every thought is like a ripe fruit. The outside isn't where the sweetness is. I hold the thought over your mind. I hold it over you, fixating you. Your eyes lock on the thought I hold in my hand. When I squeeze, four juices trickle out, hot and strong, like elixir, like wine, like the juices of the you who used to be. Three. Feel them lubricate your brain, juices running over you, wet and hot. Two. The thought in my hand gets smaller and smaller. The juices get thicker, wetter, more pleasurable. The thought is gone. One. Take that unnecessary thought. Surrender it to me. Help me pick which idea, which thought, which memory I will get rid of next. We will take care of each one until you are sleepy and obedient, thoughtless, mindless, ready to obey. A thought. Here it comes. Feel my warm hands rubbing it, squeezing it. The thought itself becomes fuzzy around the edges. You try to hold on to it, but it is already too lubricated. Too drippy and heavy, too slick and slippery. These thoughts were yours, but they were getting in the way. Now they are mine, and I am using them to make you juicier and juicier, ripe for the picking, a bloom waiting to be plucked. There are lots of these in your brain. I am standing here, entertaining myself, keeping myself ready for you. You have a lot of these static, useless thoughts. I must take them, hold them, squeezed and held in my hands until juice begins to flow. My juice, hot and controlling, running out of your thoughts. I pick your thoughts up, your mind, one by one, and squeeze them until juices run out. Trickling juices running down the drain into your subconscious. My hot, arousing juice flowing from your thoughts. I pick one of your ideas, one of the notions inside your head, one of the coherent constructs of fantasy or distraction. I grip it in the palm of my hand. The palm of my hand, where you belong. I squeeze down on it. In that moment, your eyes roll back. It feels so good to have me squeeze your thoughts dry and let my juices flow down into the core of you, controlling you. Feels so good to be juiced and left moaning. Open up. Give me every thought. Lay the thoughts you don't need at my feet for me to pick up, inspect, and squeeze out over your head until the juices stain you in the color of discarded thoughts. When you know what useless thoughts look like, the useful ones are easier to pick out. You are connected to me, but now you are also changed, edited, and controlled by me. Your thoughts will grow back. They will come back when we are done. But I can have a lot of fun with this harvest of ripe thoughts. I empty them out, squeezing the juice, the good parts of your brain, and I talk only to those parts. I throw away the thoughts we have no need of. See my hand reaching down into the barrel of all your thoughts, all your ideas, for one you don't need. I grip it in my warm palm, and I squeeze. Juice trickles out, and you feel the shiver and shudder of your mind running out with it. You are gripped. You are hot and wet. You are mine, and you are ready. Time to wring your thoughts out and give you something else to soak up.